27 times in Scripture, you will find the term mystery. And we're going to be looking at verse 51. You'll actually find it there in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51. He says, "Behold, I show you a mystery." And not only is this term found 27 times, but there are 11 facets of God's eternal plan that were not revealed until after the time of Christ. No, we'll find in the Old Testament, you will find types, and you'll find covenants, and you'll find prophecies that will be pointing to them. But standing back in the Old Testament time, as they were looking at those prophecies and those types and those covenants, they would say, "Well, I don't understand how all this fits," until the time of Christ. And then when Christ came, all of a sudden, like the pieces of the puzzle all began to come together, and they were able to understand the undiscernible about God's sovereign plan and what he was going to be revealing to them. Sometimes there are two terms where it'll say mystery in it, and it will compare, like we talked about, the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. In the Old Testament time, when they were looking back and they were or looking forward, they could not understand that God would come from heaven, God's Son, he would clothe himself in flesh, and that he would dwell among us, and then he'll die for our sins and raise again. That was not even in their mind. And so now we understand it as it's been revealed. And so Paul writes, the mystery of godliness, which is God was manifested in the flesh. Just as we looked at also the mystery of Christ in us. In the Old Testament, they understood that the Holy Spirit could be with them. Sometimes it was in them for a time and then gone. But they did not understand that there would be a permanent indwelling of the Holy Spirit with all those people that placed their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, they looked at the plan that they had for the Jewish nation, and there was no plan for the Gentiles at all. And so, as we saw in another message, how that mystery now, the Jews and Gentiles have been made one. And we can go on. We did it before the mystery of the kingdoms. That's Matthew chapter 13. Remember the wheat and the tares and all those parables that were there. And so I kind of skipped that. We did the bride of Christ last week, and I'm kind of skipping around, but I'm moving up here to the mystery of the translation of the saints. You have to look at it this way. If you lived before the time of Christ and you were in the Old Testament period and you're looking forward, and it's just about time Christ is going to be showing up on the scene, you'd be able to look back and see the beginning of time, and you'd be able to see the flood, and you understand the covenant that was given to Abraham, and you would understand the law that was given to Moses, and you would also know that you went into Babylonian captivity because you were disobedient and that you're returning. But there was still a hope within the people, and you can find it within the prophets as they looked forward to the time that the Messiah is going to come, the Jewish Messiah, and he's going to also establish his kingdom. And there's a lot of kingdom passages in the Old Testament. And so this is all they saw. Now look at that timeline. Where do you find the church in that timeline at all? They did not understand. Though there are passages in the Old Testament that talk about how the Gentiles will get saved, and there's other things that you'll see in types, but they didn't put it all together. And so this is what they knew. Even the disciples of Jesus Christ, when they were falling around in the beginning stages of it, this is what they were coming with, this mindset to the Lord. However, after Christ, they began to understand. Even Jesus started teaching in Matthew chapter 13 about this kingdom of heaven that is going to come, and this church age that we now hear, where not only Jews will be saved, but also Gentiles will be saved. And then within the assembly, you'll find some wheat, and those are believers, and you'll find tares coming within the assembly. And he started teaching all those things that would take place in this kingdom age. And there are still other events that take place. So just imagine this part, this red box that I have here, has literally been opened up. And these are where you're going to find most of these mysteries that now are being revealed, so that now we can look back at the Old Testament and say, I understand. Now I see what God is doing. I understand that passage where no one understood beforehand. We now understand as he's opened it up, speaking about this age and those truths that God gave in his word. The next slide also shows little exploded section of the mysteries of the kingdom. And if you put them in a timeline, it's very fascinating what we can see as we look at these mysteries unveiled. The first one was the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, and that's when Christ came at the cross. The second one is a Christ in us, which happened at the time we received Jesus Christ. The third one that we know of is the Jew and Gentiles became one. They all kind of happened all at once here as people got saved, and they became part of the body of Christ. And those things were unknown, but, you know, we understand this is common thought for us today. The fourth one that they have is the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven is those parables because Jesus, when he was teaching in Matthew chapter 13, he wanted you and I to understand what would be happening in this church age and how it would unfold before us. And so he made very clear teachings within the parables of what would be taking place. The fifth one, which is the mystery of the seven stars and the candles. That's in the book of Revelation. But it also speaks about how God works within the churches and the messengers to the churches. And so that, again, is still speaking about this church age. In fact, it's in the midst of Revelation chapter 2 through 3, which talks about the seven churches, which expand and explain what were happening in this period of time before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back. The sixth one is the mystery of the bride of Christ. Now, we'll be talking more about this in a little bit, but, you know, as we saw, the Apostle Paul sees us as chaste virgins to the Lord. And then you can also find in other passages where John speaks about us coming back and we're the bride of Christ. And so we looked at that mystery there, but that's what we are now. We're to keep ourselves pure. That's why I put it within this church age period. The seventh one is the mystery of Israel's blindness. Now, that was a big problem with the Jewish people in the Apostle Paul's day because they couldn't understand. How did the Jews get left out when, you know, with Christ? How come not so many of them are placing their trust in Christ? Now, let me qualify that. The early church was all Jewish. And then eventually there was more opposition that was coming, and then more Gentiles were added in, and then there was this hatred and the divide that was taking place in there. But there's, why is the Jewish nation still blind today to the gospel and to the Messiah, Jesus Christ? Well, it explains it. That's one of the mysteries that is explained. And we'll talk about that another time. The eighth one is the mystery of the rapture. That's what we're going to be talking about. Now, do you notice as we're going through it, I explain what's happening in the middle part of this church age. And as we're moving toward the end, we're understanding some things like the rapture, which comes at the end of the age. The ninth one that we're going to see is the mystery of iniquity. We talked about that because, and I'll be even talking a little bit about that tonight, but the mystery of iniquity is going to actually happen during the middle of that tribulation period there where the man of sin comes up. The tenth one is mystery Babylon. You notice that's at the end of the age. And then the last one is the restoration of all things. You notice how the restoration of all things happens after the Messianic kingdom, because the Jewish people just saw the Messianic kingdom. They didn't see the whole thing in view. And so each one, this kind of fills in the gaps of what the gospel is. And even Paul calls this the mystery of the gospel, because these were the things that were not clearly seen in the Old Testament, but now they have been revealed and we're beginning to understand them.